We learned, Mi shenosen reshusay, somebody was mevatel his reshus for a hoitzi, and then he carried out, bein b'shoyga, bein b'mezit, oysem, divur Reb Meir, so it's a sira. Here Reb Meir says, even though you mevatel, you gave up your rights to use the chosom, but once you yourself are chosom, and start to carry out again, you aser on them. So Chori here was saying, even if the stuki changes his mind later, still it's mutter. After Gemara Pashit, Amar Rav Yosef, Eimar Eino Oyser. Faket, one Gisra to say that Reb Meir says Eino Oyser. No, it's not Oyser. Reb Meir means say he does not Oyser. Abayi Roma, Le Kashi, there's no Kashi altogether. Kan Shech Ziku B'nei Movi B'movi, Kan Shleya Ziku B'nei Movi B'movi. It's our Bryce here, Reb Meir is the Meister of Gamliel, like in our Mishnah. We're talking about that after the stuki was Mavat, his Rishus, the Yetzer was the Jews should go fast and use the Movi. If we're Machzik and we use the Movi, then it belongs to us, and the Stuki can't be Chayzer anymore. But where's this halacha that Reb Meir says that if you Mavato your Rishus, and then you are Chayzer, you carry out even B'Shoyding, you take away your Bittel, that's where the other people didn't use the Chotzer yet. If they didn't use the Chotzer yet, then Enechnami. Then you could be Mavato, and you could be Chayzer Mavato. But that we're saying in our Mishnah is that once the Stuki was Mavato to us, and we went and used the Movi, then we can't. Then he can't be chayzer anymore. Smell is no steer in Reb Meir. Tomorrow, Vatanya Rashi has been a chus. It's like a riot. What we're saying now, Vatanya. Ad shaloi nosan reshusay. Ad shaloi nosan reshusay. Rashi means says it's going out Yisrael shloir of koi. You have a Yisrael, and he didn't make it a mubach at service. So Lamai says also for you now to carry out from your house on Shabbos. Ad shaloi nosan reshusay hoitzi. So now the person who came now on Mechal Shabbos, and he carried out on Shabbos from his house into the Chotzer. Then B'Shoygi, where the person did a B'Shoygi, did the Avera B'Shoygi, then B'Mezit, he knew what he was doing, and still it was Mechal Shabbos. He went and carried out on Shabbos now from his house into the Chotzer. True, it's only Yisrael, the Rabbonim, but it's called the Chil Shabbos, is Yochol Levatel. Still this person, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, still he has a din, he has a right to Mevatel, his Rishus to us. Divi Reb Meir, Azayat Reb Meir. Even though you become a Mechal Shabbos, you're not like a Goy Mamish, you still have a right to be Mavato your Rishus to us. Rabbi Yehudi Roimer, B'Shoygeg Yochol Avato. If a young did a B'Shoygeg, then he could be Mavato. It's not called the Mechal Shabbos B'Shoygeg. The Mezid, but if the person carried out the Mezid from his house into the Chutzur, he knew it was also, he gave him Asroah, and he still carried out, then the Locher is Ein a Yochol Avato. He can't be Mavato his Rishus anymore. Rabbi Yehudi, once he became a Mechal Shabbos, he can't do it anymore. Trashi, the Nezer and Yochel Avato, Kisav Reb Yehuda, Mechal Shabbos and Yochel Avato B'Liz Chiris. A person that's a Mechal Shabbos, he has a din like a Goy, that he can't be Mavatl his Rishus to us anymore. The only answer is, before Shabbos, or even on Shabbos, you have to rent his rights to use the Chotzer. But Bittul doesn't open anymore. That's Reb Yehuda Shita, and Reb Meir holds no. Even if you're Mechal Shabbos, still you're called like a Tzduki, and you have a right to Mavatl your Rishus to us. Yeah. Now, Misha Nosen Rishusai. Yeah. Vohoitzi. Somebody did, was Mavatl his Rishus. Vohoitzi. And then he was Moitzi. Bein Meshoge Bein Mezid. Oise. Divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that you could be Chayzer from your Bittel. As you Mavatl once, and then you Chayzer from your Bittel, you could be Chayzer. Rashi Oise. Tohoda Shokol Rishusai. You take him back your Rishus. Vishoge. Nami Konta Shoge got to Mezid. There's a Kanas. Shoge got to Mezid. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, B'mezid Oyser. If you do it, B'mezid, you choyzer from your batola, B'mezid, that's considered like Lamaisa Yorin is Chotzer, and then you Aser on them. B'shege Gein Oyser. But if you only carry out now, in other words, you are Yisrael, you Mavato your Rishus to the other people, let the other people carry out from the house into the Chotzer, and now you are choyzer, you carry it out from the house into the Chotzer, B'shege Gein Oyser. You know that's not called a Chazara, and it doesn't Aser. Now, B'nei Devorim Amurim, when do we say this halacha? That if you change now and start to take out again, that you mavato, you take away your bitum, v'shaloi herziko b'nei movi b'movi. This is the raya. When do we say that if you were first mavato, and then you were choyzer, you carried out again, b'mezer or b'shoygi, that you choyzer, that's only if the other people did not come and use the movi yet. Avol herziko b'nei movi b'movi, but let's say after you were mavato, you're reshus, the other people started to use the movi. Now, bein b'shoyger, bein b'mezid ain't a oyser. Whether you carry out now b'mezid or b'shoyger, you don't answer on them anymore. So this is a riot to Reb Meir, like we said before. And that's pshat in this mice, according to Reb Gamliel, according to Reb Meir. That Reb Meir told his sons, fast,
go and be machzik in the movi before the tzduki is chayzer, and once we use the chatzah once, then the tzduki can't be chayzer anymore. So that's this halacha. If we didn't use the chatzah yet, now if that person is chayzer and carries out again, he takes away his bittul. But if we went and used it first, we're machzik in the chatzah, now we can't be chayzer anymore.
What?
So by says once we're machzik in it, we're considered like we're here anymore. You have no right to get it back anymore. You can't. It's ours now. Well, does he have to? You mean? Well, that's the throne now. If you could be, you could be chayzer mavatel. What's the right? What right do you have to do it?
Right.
Also, mavatel means that the other guy. You could. That's right. That's what we learned before. Right. Right. There's a svar here also. Though. I'm asking the Tali Zebizedol. That if you hold, somebody else will give you back the reshus, so like I said, you're not considered out of here legamri. It's not the vort is, you gave up and you have nothing to do here anymore. You're still here. You're hanging around. So now it's a svar, you can even take back your chazar also. That's what we're saying now. Just if they took it, they were machzik, when they use it, now it's considered you're not here at all. But before they took it, it's like an amatzid, like you're still hanging around. So you could grab it back yourself also. Right. Omar Mar, before we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Okay, yes, like Heskin, you take it back, you know, something like that. Amar, we have Yehuda Weiner, Beloshen Acheres. If Yehuda said the Maestro was a little bit differently, that he told him like this, Miharu V'yosa Svechechem. Again, you had this Stuki living in the Movi, and they didn't rent his Rishus before Shabbos, so they told him before Shabbos on Friday, do whatever you have to do the Movi. Achele Tesha, before it becomes Shabbos, V'yasa Alechem. And once it becomes Shabbos, then you can't carry out from Yasa to the Chotzer anymore. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns the Maisa. Alma, what do we see? Nochrihu. That Rabbi Yehuda learns that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, a tztuki is called like a guy. And the Mela, what? You can't rent, he can't be Mavat his Rishos on Shabbos. His bittul doesn't help. Therefore, if you didn't rent his Rishos before Shabbos, there's no way to carry out on Shabbos. Pratik Mora Aivu Anan. Achela Yoyti Tanan. And now a Mishnah says, even in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's gears to the Mishnah was, he learned Achela Yoyti. He said first, do whatever you have to do before the tzduki goes and takes out his things into the chotzer. It's mashma that before the tzduki is chayzer, we are allowed to use the chotzer. The second shan in Mishnah, Yehuda's shita was just do whatever you have to do before he's chayzer. But mashma, up until the tzduki is chayzer, since he was mavatla to us, the bittul does help. So, kurz the stira, and the gemara kasha. One parrot says, Eima, achela yoytzi ayoyim. Enechlami, change the gears in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean to say achela yoytzi until the tzduki carries out from the south of the mavatel. No, it means achela yoytzi ayoyim. Do whatever you have to do on Friday before the day goes away. Because as soon as Friday goes away and it comes Shabbos, it's also to carry out now. Because when Gomil holds that tzduki, a machala Shabbos, is considered like a goy, and it does not a bitter rishus. The boy is saying another parrot says, Lekasha. Kan be mumo lechalos shabosus betino, kan be mumo lechalos shabos mefahesia. Depends on what type of a tzduki he is. A tzduki known as a person is a yid, just that he doesn't keep the Torah. He's like a mechalos Shabbos. So there's two ways of being mechalos Shabbos. This is Megel Alochem. You can be mechalos Shabbos betino. That means that you only do it privately. But if you meet up with a rabbi in the street, you're afraid of him, and you would be mechalos Shabbos in front of him. That's called only betino. And then you don't have a din like a goy, then you have a din like a Yisrael, and you could even make an Erev Chateres also. Kan v'mum elechal shabbos v'hesya. V'hesya means you don't care who looks at you. In the middle of Shabbos, you'll do a chil Shabbos, you'll ride a car, you'll carry. In the middle of the street, you don't care who sees you. Yeah. So the Mara command Oslo, who are you saying this chil look like? Now, you want to say it, there's no spirit to the Mishnah and this right here. And the Mishnah we're talking about, Tzuki, that's not mechal shabbos v'hesya. Since he doesn't do a b'pehesha openly, he only does a b'tzina, he's not like a goy, therefore he can mavatel his reshus. And here the Rebbe Yehuda says no, a tzduki can't have any din bitum, that's because he's mechal shalz v'pehesha. And that's the lochem. That if someone's mechal shalz v'pehesha, he has a din like a goy, the chur that you have to rent his rights in the chotzer. You can't make an erev chateres with him, he has a din like a nochri. So the Gemara command knows, who does this go like? Call the tani, learn like this. Mumer v'gilo ponim. Someone that's a mumur, and the gil upon him, the chrash is gil upon him, is a chotzer. Someone that's a chutzpenik. He's a, well, chutzpenik is a, we call it a chotzer for, it's the English word, no? Chutzpenik, yeah. Wise guy. Yeah. Mumur the gil upon him, hareza ain't a mavatel rishus. He has no right to mavatel his rishus. For the Gemara, gil upon him, mumuru. Because the guy is a chutzpenik, he's a wise guy. That makes him from mumur. He's not a mumur. He wasn't a chal Shabbos.
Ella, what it means to say is like this. Mumar begilu ponim. Somebody is a mumar. He doesn't listen to the Torah. He's a mechal Shabbos. Begilu ponim means he does it in front of everybody. He's not afraid of anybody. Even in front of his rabbi, he'll be mechal Shabbos. Then the locher is, ein lo yochel avat reshus. He has a din like a goy, like a nochri, and he can't even mavatli his reshus on Shabbos. Not only can't he be mishtatef in the Erev, but he can't be mavatli his reshus either. The only answer is, he has to rent his rights to use the chotzer like a nochri. As soon as it goes, like the Gemara command, Kriyab Yehuda, Kriyab goes back to Kriyab Yehuda. Like we're saying, Kriyab Yehuda's shita is that it's suki, that's mechal Shabbos, if a hesiyam, he doesn't have a din bittel. So the Gemara, who there was a ma'isa, the nofak bechumra to the medusha. Somebody was carrying out something on Shabbos and not allowed to carry out. So Rashi says it's a chesemes. Rashi, that's not called a tachshit. The kids, it's a ring that doesn't have a heft of a tachshit. That this person is also to carry this out on Shabbos. Now he was carrying it out on Shabbos. Of a kiva the chosl of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. As soon as he saw the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, like the rush, he saw the rush bez near the rush to the city. He saw Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, she see you. He was afraid of him, and he covered it up that he shouldn't see it. Is that such a case, Omar, going there, mevato reshus? Such a person, that's called the Mechal Shabbos only bitziner, that's not called the fehesiyam, even though you carry out on the street, you don't care if too many people see you. But I call upon him, if you're afraid that your rabbi will see you, here was Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, you're afraid that call upon him in front of somebody, you are embarrassed. That's called the Chil Shabbos only Bitzinu. And you have a din like a Yisrael then, that you could be Mavati Yerushus. You're not called like an Ochri. The going to them Mavati Yerushus. We have Yehuda. Even according to Yehuda, this person could be Mavati Yerushus. Omer Rav Huna. Eizel Yisrael Mumor. What's called Yisrael Mumor? Zeh Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia. Some of Mechal Shabbos openly, he's not afraid of anybody. That's called a Mumor. And the din Mumor here means he has been like an Akum, that he can't be, even be Mavati Yerushus to us. Omalei Rav Nachman, command, who do you go like? Ikar Rav Meir, if you go according to Rav Meir Shita, Diyomar, Choshi L'Dover Echod, Choshi L'Kol HaTera Kula. Rav Meir Shita read that somebody does even one Avera, the Lahachis, there is not only the Teyofim, but Imamish doesn't care about the Avera, he just does it, he's a Mumul L'Dover Echod, according to Rav Meir, he's called the Mumul L'Kol HaTera Kula. Or the Zoi, Afilu B'Yechod Mikol Yisroon Sheba Tera Nami. Why do you say only if he's the Mechal Shabbos, he's called like a mummer, even if he does any aveir according to Rav Meir. If he does it lahachis, he's called a mummer. Elo ma'ik rabbonin. If you want to say this, brother goes according to rabbonin shita. For Amri, they say choshil ledover echod lo yevi choshil lechol terakula. If you only do one aveir, you're not called a mummer lechol terakula. For that one aveir, you're choshid. But for the aveiris, he's not choshid. He's not a mummer. So who does this go like to say if you're machal shabbos if a hesiyon, you're called a mummer lechol terakula? It's not like the rabbonin. It's not like Rav Meir. The heavy mumma la avodis kechovin. Only avodis kechovin.